Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Thank you for coming to this evening's special shiur, which I'm zochah to be able to present on the occasion of the fourth yahrzeit of my father, Professor Leo Taubes, Rabbi Aryeh Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel, Olav HaShalom, whose fourth yahrzeit is tonight, tomorrow, Chav Zayin Adar, the 27th of Adar. Thank you for joining me. If I could ask everybody to make sure to mute themselves so there's no interference from the outside, please press your mute button. I am coming to you actually this evening, believe it or not, live, or at least via Zoom, from the city of Krakow in Poland. I'm sitting in a hotel room literally around the corner from the Ramor Shul, where the great Ashkenazi Posek, or Moshe Isselis, the Ramor, served in a shul. It was a Posek, and the cemetery behind the shul is where he's buried. I'm here with a group of Yeshiva High School seniors from our Yeshiva High School, from MTA, Yeshiva's Relitz Kachonan, University High School for Boys. We have a group of seniors, 15 seniors, who are here as part of a program they elected that they take in the 12th grade, where they do an oral history, Holocaust oral history project under the auspices of Names Not Numbers. It's an organization that runs similar such projects in many, many schools across the country and beyond. And so we've been here for the last week or so, and I've done this, I've led this tour a couple of times before, although not the last couple of years because of the pandemic. And so this is the first time we're back since COVID. And we originally planned the date a number of months ago, and I looked and I saw that my father's yahrzeit lands while we're supposed to be here in Poland. I thought maybe it's not appropriate for me to go. I should be home for my father's yahrzeit and so on. But upon the further reflection, I came to the conclusion that, you know, here, of course, Poland is the place where the Holocaust was most pronounced, in the sense that half of the 6 million Jews, 3 million of the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust were from here in Poland, and the famous concentration camps, many of them here in Poland. I spent the day today in Auschwitz and Birkenau. And I thought, you know, my father, Olav HaShalom, was a Holocaust survivor. It's true that he never set foot in Poland, and he was not in any of the camps in Baruch Hashem, but he was a Holocaust survivor. My father was born in Vienna in 1938, and without going to the details of his life, he was, at the age of 4 years old, sent by train to Holland, and he lived out the war in Holland, you know, from the age of four to approximately the age of 12. Eventually, he was reunited with his parents, who both independently survived the war as well. Again, now is not the time for their whole story, and he ended up in London, eventually came to New York, to Yeshiva University. My father was certainly a victim of the Holocaust in the sense that his childhood was taken away, again, from the age of four till approximately the age of 12. He was away from his parents. He lived alone. In fact, when he was brought back to reunite with his parents, he told me that his father met him at the airport in London. He didn't recognize his father. His father didn't recognize him. They hadn't seen each other in 8 years almost, and they didn't speak the same language anymore. My father, living in Holland, picked up Dutch. That was his language, and the German and Yiddish that he spoke, as a little boy, and before he was 4 years old, before he was sent away, didn't really remember. He certainly was a victim of the Holocaust in that sense, and a survivor, who made it through the Holocaust. And I thought maybe it is appropriate, after all, to observe his yahrzeit here in Poland, and to be able to take students here and so on. It's something that I think is important for everybody. But I thought that it actually made sense, especially once I selected the topic for this evening's shiur. Why do bad things happen to good people? Tzaddik, viralo. That's certainly a question that one ponders when one comes to a place in like Poland and sees the devastation of the Jewish community here and so on, and the famous Beis HaKvaros that are here, and then, of course, the concentration camps and so on. And we wonder why bad things happen to good people. So I thought it was appropriate to talk about that this evening. I screen shared, so you have the Makaris in front. The Makaris are really for reference. I'm not going to go through everything. A lot of Makaris here, and we're not going to cover everything, and people are welcome to print this out if you want to do further research on the subject. Let me state at the outset that I am not going to offer definitive answer that will be satisfactory for everybody to answer this age-old question, sometimes called the question of theodicy, the existence of evil in the world. It's a problem which was pondered by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, as we'll see in a moment, later by David HaMelech, by Shlomo HaMelech, and by many, many others. Then thereafter, how could it be that bad things happen to good people? And the question is really based on, or the difficulty, the theological difficulty, is based really on three kinds of assumptions. the three basic assumptions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are true, and that just compounds the question. Number one, if God is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is indeed all-knowing, he's omniscient, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going on, so he certainly can't argue that he's unaware of the fact that there is suffering and bad things happen to good people. So you can't argue that he's omniscient. If we believe, as we do, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, he's omnipotent, so we can't say, well, he knows about it, but he's powerless, to stop it, Chas v'Shalom. We can't say that either about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can't stop it. So he knows about it, and he has the ability to stop it. And if we say that he's Kel Racham v'Chanan, that he's all-merciful, so then he should stop it. So put those three things together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of everything. He's powerful. He has the power to stop things that he doesn't want to happen, and he's merciful to all, so then that simply compounds the question, and that's why it's such a vexing theological problem. We're going to try and see what some people say about it and explore the issue a little bit, with the caveat at the beginning that whatever explanation, this is the opinion of myself and many others, not everyone agrees, but my own opinion, that we have absolutely no right as individuals, no matter how intelligent we may be, to point to any one particular person or any one particular group of people or any one particular family and say, well, we can figure out the reason why this person, these people, this family, that town, whatever it is, suffered. And that we can't do. So whatever we're going to say explanation-wise is general, but not specific. And I once saw someone liken it to a scientist analyzing the falling leaves off of a tree. Okay, a scientist can explain based on motion, based on gravity, based on wind, and so on, can predict, you know, winds, leaves being blown off of a tree when it comes to the autumn season, but they can't really specify exactly where the leaf will fall. There's too many other variables. And so too, I don't think you can explain the particulars of any one person, any one group of people suffering. So it's only a general kind of, analysis that we can offer and try and understand a little bit, and again, without focusing on any one particular person. If we take a look in the first of the sources, that's in Shmos and Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Perek Lamed Gimel, Tzukim Yud Gimel through Yud Tes. We'll read it by Hashem in a few weeks on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. We find that this was after the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, in a forgiving mood. And the pasuk about time, Nomad Tzosi Chen Beinecha, Hodieni Noaz Drachecha, Hodieni Noaz, I want to understand your ways. That's what Moshe says to HaKadosh, I want to understand your ways. And you've promised us in subsequent psukim that you'll be able to, you'll treat the Jewish people in a special way and so on. I want to understand a little bit about your ways. And Rashi comments there in source number two. Rashi says, Rabbo Senu Doshu Maseches Brachas, right? And that's what I look at. Rashi goes on to explain the psukim based on the pshat, which is his derech and so on. But one thing he says, based on the last pasuk Yotes in source one, Perek Lamed Gimel Shmos pasuk Yotes, says, V'chanosias Hashem Rechamtias Hashem Rechem. Right, and Rashi explains in your test, at the end of two, sometimes I'll wish to be merciful. I'll be merciful on those I want to be, implying that it's we don't always understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we take a look at the Gemara to which Rashi referred. It's Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. I think we see, as I understand the Gemara, three different sort of approaches to the issue. Okay, look at the beginning of the Gemara. Amar Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasano. There are three things which Moshe asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he granted it. Bikesh Shetishre Shechina Al Yisrael V'Nasano. He wanted that the Shechina should rest upon the Jewish people. It was given to him, and it refers to some of the psukim we saw earlier. Okay, and the second line towards the end, Bikesh Lodia. I'm sorry, third word, Bikei Shalot Tishra Shechina Olmos Olam. He requested that the Shechina should not dwell in a similar fashion on all the other nations of the world. And I was also given, again, quoting Psukim from above. And number three, our topic, Bikei Shalot Hodiya Drachav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu V'Nosalo. Tenema Hodiyanin Estrachecha, Omer Lefon, Ribona Sholom, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovlo, Yesh Tzadik V'Ralo. How come there are some tzadikim V'tovlo, have it all good, have a good life. V'yesh tzadik v'ralo, but there's also tzadikim who don't have it good. And the flip side, yesh rosha v'tovlo, v'yesh rosha v'ralo. There's some rishoyim who have it good, some wicked people have it all good. V'yesh rosha v'ralo, other rishoyim don't have it good. And that's part of the question of tzadik v'ralo, is the flip side, rosha v'tovlo, which is not really what we're talking about tonight. But anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Moshe, Omer lo, Moshe, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik. First approach is that a tzaddik who has everything good or has a good life, he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, right? He comes from a line of tzaddikim. Tzadik Biralo is Tzadik Ben Rasha. Okay, he's a Tzadik, the son of a Rasha. And the reverse, Rasha Tolu Rasha, and Tzadik Rasha Biralo Rasha Ben Rasha. Fine. So the Gemara challenges that and says, what do you mean? It says in the Aseret HaDibros, Poket Avon Avon Avos Abonin. We have a stira because the pasuk and not necessarily the dibros, so later we'll refer to that. But you look in the fifth source again, you can see the psukim. I printed them. You don't need to see the psukim, but it helps you. Poket avon avos albanim albanim barim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes visits the sins of the ancestors on the children and so on for several generations. On the other hand, the pasuk says elsewhere. The pasuk says avonim lo yumsal avosam. Okay, that's. Printed in Parshas Kisete in source number 8, Lo Yum Salvas Habanim Vano Labanim Lo Yum Salvas, right? Ish Bechetu Yumasu, person will die based on his own sins, not on his ancestors. And so the Gemara works out, well, it's not a steerer because the difference is Lo Kasha Hok Kisha Oksin Masiv Osemedem, Hok Shain Oksin Masiv Osemedem. When do children, so to speak, get punished for the sins of the ancestors and so on? That's if they continue in the wicked ways of the ancestors, otherwise they don't. So in any event, that seems to indicate that, what do you mean? How do you have a difference? The first answer was Tzadik Viralo, Tzadik Vitovlo, that's Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tzadik Viralo, Tzadik Ben Rosh. What do you mean? I thought if he's a Tzadik Ben Rosh, it means he's not continuing the ways of his ancestors. Why should he get punished? Right? It means he's not considering the ways of his ancestors. So therefore, there's a different answer. Ela Hachi Kamarle, the Gemara now three lines from the bottom of three, towards the end of the line. Ela Hachi Kamarle, Tzadik Vitovlo, Tzadik Gomor. The tzaddik v'tovlo is a tzaddik as a complete tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'eno gomor. Right? That's a tzaddik she'eno gomor. It's not really such a full tzaddik. Okay? And Rosh v'tovlo, Rosh eno gomor, Rosh v'ralo, Rosh gomor. So that's the answer. There might be a difference between a person who's really fully, completely a tzaddik and someone who is, you know, is really not such a tzaddik. Or is not a complete tzaddik. Then the person can suffer in this world. But so that's really two different approaches, which I like to suggest means that the person who is, you know, a tzaddik, the first approach, tzaddik ben tzaddik, you know, that means that a person is we look at, as opposed to a tzaddik ben Russia, we look at the person's past. Okay, we look at what the person's done in or maybe things beyond his control. Who your parents are is not up to you. So the first answer is the difference between a tzaddik ben tzaddik and a tzaddik ben rasha means there are other factors which you take into account, or Kadosh Baruch Hu takes into account, other than the person's own deeds. Second approach is tzaddik gomor, right? That's one has a good life is a tzaddik gomor. The other person is a tzaddik which ain't no gomor. But then there's a third approach, who pliged or meir. The Amar of Meir, the last line of Bracha Zayin Melach is printed here in Source 3. Stayim nosnolo v'achas lo nosnolo. Two of Moshe's aforementioned requests were given to him. One was not given to him. He was not given the answer of understanding this question. Shenamar v'chanos ha'shachon afal pi she'no hagon, v'chamti yas ha'sharachem afal pi she'no hagon. Yes, sometimes the people who don't deserve it, who don't deserve it, get something good, and so on and so forth. In other words, that query, that question of Moshe Rabbeinu was never answered. Okay, there is no answer to that question provided in the Torah. And if we look down, we move now to Source 9, we see that David HaMelech was bothered by the same problem. Tehillim Perek Ayin Gimel, Vani kimat no toy ragloi ke ayin shupchu ashuroi, ki kineisa baholim sholom shoyim ere. Right? I'm jealous of the wicked people, the wild people, because I see that they live in peace. Right? And what's going on here? And I, you know, I'm a good person, so on, and I have nothing but trouble. Right? Right? They give psukim beis and gimel, and then you'd beis and gimel and dalet. They're printed in Source 9. David HaMelech, you look in Rashi. Right? I almost moved away, so to speak, from my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this vexing problem. Because you have the Rishoyim, again, you look in Yud Beis. Okay, hinei elu rishon v'shalvi olam. He's guchayel. Right, the wicked people, things go well for them, and me, I have trouble. You're looking at Radak in Source 11 again. I wouldn't have to read every source inside, but it's to be helpful to you if you need it. Right, these people get involved in all kinds of taivas and bad things, and things go well. And me, look at the second Radak in 11, Perek Ayin Gimel until Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ach riks anish ani imo la riks achisi, right? La rikra chatzi b'nikan kapa. I kept my hands clean and so on. And now I'm wondering, was this all worth it? Now the Alshich comments in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, source 12, that he wasn't really talking about himself, but people ask this question, right? I'm wondering, lo al atzmi ani mitzara. I'm not worried about it myself, but many people, they'll see this and they'll question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Malbim, in source 13, understands it differently. He says, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis 13, v'chilo sila harher v'lidro sholachkor achar hanogas Hashem. I began to look into, to investigate the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, what's going on here? So we say the Shlomo HaMelech, the David HaMelech, rather, was bothered by the same vexing problem, it disturbed him deeply. Shlomo HaMelech as well, Koheles, Perkes Pasuk Gedal 14, Yesh Hevel Asher Naso La'aretz, Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magi Alem Kemaasei Arishoyim, Yesh Rishoyim Asher Magi Alem Kemaasei Atzadikim, Arti Shigam Zehovel. This is the Hevel, Rashi says in 15, Koheles Perkes Pasuk Gedal Hevel, Dover HaMavil HaSabriyos, it mixes people up. It's astonishing to people. There are Tzadikim who deserve, Rashi actually refers to something else, to a Gemara, but he explains it differently. We'll see the Gemara later. But again, it's all mixed up, okay? Because there are some tzaddikim, Rashi says, shemagil and raw kamais rishayim, v'yesh rishayim shemagil and tova kamais tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim are getting bad things, and the rishayim are getting good things. The whole thing doesn't make sense. So how do we tackle it? So we said before, well, there are a couple of things. First of all, there are certain things that relate to the past. Okay, they relate to the past. And the past is something maybe beyond a little bit of a person's control. But before we get to that, we distinguished as well between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik she'eno gomer. So there's a pasuk early in Kohelet 16, Kohelet's perek zayin pasuk ches, ki adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz. There's no such thing as a person who's perfectly righteous, who does only good and never sins. And Rashi said, therefore, a person always investigates his ways and so on. And the Gemara confirms that in Mem Vavod Beis in Sanhedrin, source 18, Tzadiki lechapora tzrichi. Tzadik has to do with burial there, but whatever. It's tzadiki lechapora tzrichi. Did a tzadikim require atonement? Where says, in, yes. Dichsiv adam ain't tzadik baharz asher yaseh tov leyachta, yes. Okay, tzadikim also need kapora, because nobody is perfect. In plain English, nobody's perfect. Okay, now, based on this, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Beis, in source 19, says that sometimes people do things and their behavior in terms of, in terms of maybe mitzvahs and so on, they're good people and they do mitzvah to help other people, but they sometimes trapped by their taivas, by their desires. B'machol, b'mishteh, right? They eat, they don't eat properly, they don't drink properly, and so on, or something else. The hefsed eichos hamizonos, so the food that they eat is not the right food. So v'yasiba l'chol achalayim v'amakos hagashmas anafshios. Okay, the physical illness comes on a person. It's not a matter of a punishment, but the person perhaps has done certain things. Not totally beyond his control, but again, external things that not a matter of reward for his good behavior or punishment for bad behavior. Rather, the person engages in certain activities which are, as I would say, self-destructive, maybe too strong a word, but self-harmful and so on. And he says the same thing with Chalei HaNefesh, right? Sometimes people are influenced by other things and that brings them a certain depression and so on. So it's not that it's necessarily a punishment on Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's certain things in nature which leads to those, to that type of suffering and so on. If you look in Source 20, the Mor Nevuchim a little bit later, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, brings up the book of Iyo, which of course, the book of Iyo is I'm going to take questions at the end, if that's okay. I'm going to ask people to mute because I want to make sure we have time. But anyway, the Sefer Iyov, the book of Iyov, is all about this issue. I mean, I didn't quote the psukim of Iyov, just too many of them. But you look in the book of Iyov, that's the whole thing. Iyov was a righteous person and he suffered and so on. And his friends tried to convince him why and so on, well, maybe what he did. And the beginning, he said, that's the 20, the Rambam writes, Kasha hunach zeh inyan, shal Iyov, chilas mashiv, inyan amuskom alo bin hachamisha, his five associates, wrote some Iyov v'chaver, shakol, he and four associates, shakol mashachal, Iyov yadua etzli yisalas, ashashem yov yalav amak, because he understood that it all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's disturbing. Why was he deserving of all of this and so on? And they all agree that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the right thing. But then he refers, and this is the top of the next page, I'm scrolling down, yadahayadas Iyov, okay, that the there's something wrong here, but he was told by one of his associates, a gentleman by the name of Eliphaz, that no, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works things because you deserve it. Vizesh on the third line of that page, Shakoma Shachal B'Yov Hayacholo Al Tzaradin. Ki Hayolo Chatoim. Obviously, he did certain sins, and Hayoroi B'Golo Mashachal B'Yov. Whatever happened to him, he deserved. Because we believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu judges fairly, okay, and therefore there must have been things that you did, and so on. Now again, you know, the book of Yov requires much study. I mean, this subject requires much more study than one shiur, but just again, to give an overview, that's one approach, that there must have been certain chatoim. So when we see that a righteous person suffers, but there were some chatoim. The Ramban, in one of his essays, Torah Sa'adam, it's called Shara Gemul Sekshal, Kufiyut Test 21, he also raises the question of Adayin Yesh Tzadikim Gemurim, Misyasu Na'ar Tzadikim Gemurim, who, you know, suffer in the Rishayim Gemurim, have good things and so on. And he also mentions that's what the book of Iyov is about, and to try to find, you know, the third line of 21, the Chapes Lim Tobin, you know, Shemetz Dover, there's something wrong that Iyov must have done and so on. But if Sof Kol Sof, at the end of that paragraph, so in a Nelam, it's hidden, we don't always see it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, so we may not see a person do what he does, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of it, okay? And again, in the next paragraph, Elifaz, you know, suggested that everything is HaKol B'Mishpat B'Tzedek Yisbarach, everything is justice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he also mentioned certain, he said, no, okay, whether the world is, we'll call that forces of nature and so on, that he deserved to suffer from those forces of nature. Again, a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't suspend nature and so on for his sake. So that's the idea of, that's one idea. Again, if I could ask everyone to mute, because there's some people not muted, I'm trying from here. Anyway, Sefer Ikrim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, Sefer Ikrim, Maimer Dal Perik Gimel, 22, Basoras Tlunos Tzadik Baralo. This is his presentation to remove the complaint about Tzadik Baralo. Okay, so he says, you know, he says certain people get, you know, he said what happens is, many people deep down realize that their suffering is because of their averis, but they complain about it. And he says, the problem is, you know, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is marichav, okay, and he extends, he gives you a break, gives you a break, gives you a break. Then you get punished. You forgot all about the crime. You know, you want, oh, I'm suffering for no reason. Yeah, you forgot that 10 years ago you did this and this. And he gives a mashal. Again, I'm not going to read inside, but you can see it in the Sefer Ikrim. He gives a mashal to somebody who owes a debt to somebody, right? He owes a, and the guy keeps saying, and he did owe him. But then the guy kept granting him an extension. Years later, the guy forgot that he borrowed the money. Now the other person's saying, what money? What are you talking about? Right? He forgot all about it. So that's what happens here sometimes as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to exact punishment eventually. Sometimes he's so merciful, he gives you a long break. He forgot what it was that it was all about, that he's punishing you for. Similarly, towards the end, he writes that there are certain things, that happen in nature. Sometimes there's a flood, sometimes other things. Sometimes people get sick because of natural conditions or weather conditions and so on and so forth. And the person doesn't deserve to be saved. Okay, so that's, again, some of the things that he says. And he also quotes at the end that same pasuk, you know, Adam ain't tzadik bar, so she asked over lechto. So sometimes we have to understand that a person deserves, look at the last words of 22 there from the Sefer Ikrim, ken yagia onesh ala tzadik, al mil taver shabiyado. Okay, he'll get punished for the small amount of sin, so eventually he'll get something greater. That's a theme we'll come back to later. There'll be Tiferes Yisrael, we saw Lifshitz, the Yochan of Boaz, the regular Mishnayos, and Paseches Kedushin Perek Dalet in Boaz Os Aleph. He says also, because Baruch Hu doesn't change things in the world, okay, and sometimes there'll be Onesh Ba'olam Azel Atzarek, which we call Hamazel. That doesn't mean luck in that sense, but that's the way things work out. I know Ateva and various other things in nature work out that way. It may depend upon where the person lives, okay? And he has actually six different things which are beyond a person's control. But of course, Baruch is not going to switch nature for that reason. So you look at the six things on the top of the next page. Aleph, Ayadei, Ava, Aim, right? What a person may not have good genes, or maybe his body does not respond to this and this situation because of... That's not his fault, but that's the way the nature works. So therefore, he suffers on account of that. Or, and so his bay is there, Alidei Machoza Aretz, Aklima, climate. He lives over here, and he's not toned to that climate. Today he can move, but it makes him strong or weak. Okay, or sometimes the time, okay, what's going on, maybe wartime, maybe this. Dalad hamacholos hamashkol, as mentioned before, eating and drinking, that can also impact the person. Various other things along those lines, what his occupation is. These are things which sometimes end up affecting a person. It's not a matter of a person being punished. It's a matter of a person, you know, in nature. And he refers to, that is the first rule. Just to look at some of the sources in the Gemara, it says a pasuk in Mishlei, which I quoted in 24, Perek Yutas, pasuk Gimel, pasuk Ivelas Odom Salev Darko Al Hashem Yizaf Libo, right? Ivelas Odom, Rashi explains, Bavono, the person sinned, and then he'll get angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? You deserved it. And it's a Gemara in Tainus, Daf Tesam and Aleph, refers to a more famous story, right? Because the Gemara says, makes the same quote, Ashkecher B'yochanan Enuka De'Shlokish, was sitting and he quotes that pasuk and he says, sometimes a person does something wrong and then he's angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it because you deserved it. And he asks, is there any place in the Torah that says that? Yes. Take a look in 27. The Gemara in Testament Aleph in 26 in Tainus quotes the pasuk in Parashas Miketz, Bereishis Mem Beis Chof Ches, when Yosef's brothers, remember they go back and they're in the hotel that the money that they had paid for the food was back in the knapsack because Yosef had the guy put it there. We all know the story. So what was their response? Yeah. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to us for? What do you mean? It's their fault, right? They set up the whole thing by selling Yosef. And so they didn't realize it was on their own behavior. Pasuk in Parashas Azino 28, Perek Lamed Beis in Dvarim, Pasuk Dal, Atzur Tomim Polo, Ki Kol Drachov Mishpat. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish. And Gemara says a little later in time, it's Yud Aleph and Aleph in 29, Gemara dashes that pasuk and says, Kishem Shin Nefromen Arshon Alaba, Afil Aver Kalash Osin, Kach Nefromen HaTzadikim, Alon Zeh, Alaver Kalash Osin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exact punishment from a tzadik in this world, even for an Aver Kala, even for something, seemingly unimportant. That's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik b'chut asar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very careful, exacting, so to speak, with people who are tzaddikim, even for an avera kala, but it is an avera, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it into account. And the Gemara also quotes another pasuk. Okay, so a different Gemara in Ksubas, the Gemara speaks about another pasuk in Mishlei. Okay, pasuk in Mishlei Perkov Beis pasuk Hey Sinim Pachim. Sinim Pachim, Rashi says, Sinim can mean thorns. Elsewhere, Rashi means in the Gemara Ksubas Aflamin Avsim means cold and warm and so on and so forth. And the Gemara wonders, is that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a statement, Ksubas Lamin Avsim 34, Tanya HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. What does that mean? Shenemar Tzinim Pachim B'derech Ike Shomer Nafsho Yerachimim. If a person is careful, he can prevent those things. Meaning, if you suffer, whether it's from thorns in your side, so to speak, or cold and warm, that's what Rashi says in Ksubas Lamin Avsim 35. Sinim Pachim Kor V'Chom, and we say Bidei Shemayim Miboyim Paranus Al Adam Gzeres Hamelach Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here sometimes Shepa'amim B'Pshia Shepa'amim B'Pshia, Rashi says sometimes it becomes because of a person's own guilt. Okay, that's what Tosus also says. If a person 36 Tosus Derek Suvas Lamed Aleph Derek Mashal Kol, right, that sometimes hardship and pain comes because the person didn't do enough to avoid it. And we're not even allowed to say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks the other way, so to speak. Omer B'Kama, Nunam and Aleph. Omer B'Chanina, 37. Omer B'Chanina, Kol Omer, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vatran Hu, Yivatru Chai, Shnemar Tzur Tom, Volki, Chol Drav, O Mishpat. Anyone who says, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't care, he's not so exacting. Omer B'Kama, Nunam and Aleph, Rashi, Vatran, Lavar Al Kol Pisham. He'll let everything go by. He'll let everything slide. No, the person deserves to be punished. Okay, and sometimes there are little things. The Gemara the pasuk in Tilla and Perek Mem Tes pasuk Vav 39 says, "Loma ira b'meira avon akevai yisubeni." I'll get tripped up by avon akevai. Why am I fearing death? Avon akevai yisubeni. The Malbim explains in Tilla. Okay, and it's really I don't have to worry about it because I am worried because the little things are going to trip me up. Overall, I was a good person, but the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches 41, behind the Rosh Min Lakish, my deksiv avona keva yisubeni, the sins of my ankles, my feet, avono shadam dosh ba kava b'olam hazeh misubin olim adin, things that we step on, little things. What do you think? What do you think? I'm a tzaddik. I'm a good person. Basically, I am a good person, but there are little things. Right, the little things that we step on, as Rashi says there in Avodah Zarah, Chesam Adam 42, Sharam Dashba Kevav, Dictu Psios Kiocha, or Lishna Krina, that's what more in Sha'adam Dorsen Rang. Oh, this isn't a big deal. I did this wrong, big deal. No, that's not true. Pasuk says in Kohelas, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Adal, the last Pasuk in Kohelas, 43. Because Baruch Hu takes everything into account. He looks at everything. And the truth is that Sil Shisharm writes in Parak Dalet 44, Ha'inyan Hu, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at everything, and he doesn't look the other way and ignore things. When he quotes that Gemara, you're not allowed to say Kodesh Baruch Hu ignores things and so on. Second line of 44, El Al Kulam Yashkia. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at everything. Lodun kol echmal hani shachar kachal kol echad kifi mashu, right? And that he quotes this pasuk in Kohelas, so that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care, has to take care of everything. So basically, what we've seen so far is that there can be looking to the past, there can be unknown facts in the person's life, sometimes not his own fault necessarily, but they're unknown facts. And sometimes, you know, they can be self-induced. I mean, to give an example that we didn't see, but, you know, say, why did this person suffer? So let's say the person was a chain smoker. So he got cancer, Rachman al Atzlan. You're going to say that's a Kodesh Baruch who's punishing him, right? Well, a certain way, yeah. But, you know, again, and so, to a certain extent, and we saw people who spoke about eating and drinking and so on. This is what the way nature works. A Kodesh Baruch who's not going to alter nature for the sake of a person, even if the person is basically a good person. And again, every person has, some guilt, some averas. The pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim says, "Berachav beis pasuk kev shmos ki seiteish." Nothing to do with our topic. Talk about a fire burning a field, so on. Okay, hold that thought for a moment. The pasuk in Parashat Bo, which I'll read on Pesach, Berachav beis, right after the Parashat Chodesh we learned on Shabbos. Says the Lekachta Magudos Ezel, we all know you have to take the hyssop branches and dip it in the blood and put the blood on the doorpost. And the second half of the 46, Latem Lo Seitzu Ish Mi Pesach Beis Ad Boker, can't leave your house till the next morning. And there's a pasuk in Cheskel and Yeshaya, the Gemara quotes the word. So Gemara Bavakama Samach Aleph, go to the psukim so you can see them in the entirety. But look at 49, Bavakama Samach Aleph. Amar Shimon Nachman Rosen Ain Puranos Boz LaOlam El Bizman Shorishayim BaOlam. When there are Rishayim in the world. Okay, when there are Shoim in the world, there's going to be punishment. Okay, there's going to be punishment in the world, and basically, a person may suffer because, in general, there may come some kind of punishment to the world. And the Gemara quotes first of all, how do we know the mascheles elam tzadikim? The tzadikim suffer first. That's that pasuk. He says to Eish, "Umatzo kotzim the kotzim of the wicked people, the Eish first nechal godish." Okay, that's not so pivotal for us. Even I quoted the pasuk, but rather look at the top line of the next page. Toner of Yosef, my dechsiv, my temlo say to Eish meskel beisvoker mebad boker, kevan shenitam rishus lamashkes eno mavchin bein tzadikim l'rishoyim. Once there is trouble, the mashkes can go, the destroyer can go, then he's not going to distinguish in tzaddikim and rishoyim. Sometimes there's a war, sometimes there's something else going on in the world, which is really brought to bring punishment to rishoyim. But the tzaddikim can sometimes suffer for that also because they're caught in the middle. And maybe our Kodesh Baruch Hu, again, he's not going to change. If a bomb drops, and because the Kodesh Baruch Hu determined that the people should be punished and so on, so the tzaddikim are going to suffer also. Okay, just to give an example, okay, you can have a factory. Okay, can I have a factory where you have a worker? So the factory was losing money because too many workers were lazy. They didn't come on time. They didn't do a good job and so on and so forth. So the boss has to close down a factory. He's losing money. Well, he closes down a factory. The good workers also lose their jobs. The people who came on time and worked hard also lose their jobs. That's the way it works. Okay, the good workers also lost it because the boss had to shut down the factory. He was losing money because there were too many rotten workers. So they're punished, but the good workers also lose. That's what the Gemara means. So it's an important point to keep in mind. And again, there are other, the standard is such, because Baruch is medactic and so on, but those are some of the issues that emerge from that Gemara. There's a Masechet Avos Rav Nosson, one of the Masechet Tanis in 51, Berak Lamed Och Gimel, Hamedabek Ba'Over Avera. If you stay too close to sinners, afal pi shelo osa kemaseim, even though you don't, you know, sometimes you judge by the company you keep. You may be a righteous person, but areizim a kabel peronos, but you're going to get punished when they do. Not only that, but a different angle on this as well. What about the fact that you could have prevented? You were very good yourself. You didn't do anything wrong, but you didn't help write things for other people. You didn't help straighten other people out. You didn't get engaged in the mitzvah kir v'chokim ocher tochiyah. You didn't do any avera, but you could have stopped somebody else. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos Nun Dalamud Beis 52. There's a din. This is a parak in Shabbos which talks about what an animal can wear on Shabbos. You know, not allowed to have, an animal doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but you're not allowed to have an animal. Your animal do things on Shabbos that you know go out and wearing certain types of things that like a carrying. Okay, the details aren't important for us, but certain things the animal can wear, some kind of saddlebag, whatever it is. The Mishnah is in that parak in Shabbos ben behema. So the Mishnah says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed his cow to go out with some kind of a strap between its horns, shalom b'ritzon chachamim, was against what the chachamim had said. So Gemara asks, 53, what do you mean Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a fabulously wealthy man. He had flocks and flocks of cows. Gemara says he had, you know, 12,000 cows, whatever it is. What's going on? 12,000 cows was his ma'aser behemos. He had 10 times that, whatever it is. So what do you mean his cow? Look at the second line, 53. Tana, it wasn't his cow. He did not go against what the Chacham said. It was his neighbor's cow. He never objected. He didn't go over and tell the neighbor, you know, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Kept his mouth shut. And Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, they all learn, okay, whoever it was, you know, whoever the speakers were, the Gemara discusses, call third line of 53. There's a Shabbos Nun Dalamud Beis. Call Misha Efshala Limchos Anshe Beiso Micha Nitfos Al Anshe Beiso. Anybody who has the opportunity who doesn't object to certain behavior by people in his household, then when they get punished, he's going to get punished too. But Anshe Iro, if he has the opportunity to correct people in his neighborhood, and he doesn't, Nitfos Anshe Iro. But Cholom Kulo, let's say the person was ruler, a person of great power, could have influenced others and didn't. Nitfos al kol olam kulo. Okay, and again, they quote Pesukim and says it's a Canaan, the Sanhedrin, are punished on the top of the Nehemiah and Aleph. Right. The bottom line, Rabbi Osai, is that maybe the person didn't do any. I didn't do any avera. I kept Rabbi Osai kept Shabbos and Rabbi Osai followed the dinim, but I had an opportunity to correct a neighbor for that person's inappropriate behavior and didn't do so. So that's another angle. So he's a tzaddik. But maybe he's going to get punished because he could have prevented things that, you know, again, that's a tremendous standard, but you did not fulfill your responsibilities to others, okay? And that's the Rambam Paskins Alocha, by the way. Skip down to 57. Huchus Deus Perak Vav Alocha Zayin, the Rambam Paskins. V'chol she'ef shebiyot alimchos v'enamocha, hu nitfas bavon, right? He's going to get caught up with that, avera. Okay, we find that in Gemara and Baba Basra, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Gemara Baba Basra, Tzadi Aleph Mod Aleph, talks about Eli Melech and Machlon and Chilin from Megillas Rus in the beginning. The Gemara says, Zuchayin Rav Shimon Yerucha, Omer Eli Melech, Machlon and Chilin, Gedolei Ador Hoyu, Uparnosei Ador Hoyu. They were great people. They weren't schleps. They were great people. Eli Melech and Machlon and Chilin, Nema Nenshu. Gemara goes back and forth. On Bay says, Eli Nema Nenshu, Shohayolahim Levakish, Rachamim Al Dor Velo Bikshu. They should have davened for other people. Not only didn't stop other, they didn't even daven. That's something else. You didn't daven in front of half of other people. So then you're going to get in trouble. Okay? And it's interesting, we know from Parshas Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to destroy the city of Sodom, Perek Yud Ches and Bereishis Pasuk Chaf Hei, Chalila Lechom Me'asos Kadover Hazeh, Halaham Yis Tzadik Im Rosh, you're going to kill the Tzadik with the Rosh. We all know, 50, 45, 40, we all know the story. Okay, so the Gemara says, you know, there's a pasuk, right? The pasuk says that, you know, bichrati, mimcha, I quote the pasuk, I may have left out the pasuk, bichrati, mimcha, tzarek, rosha, right? So, elu b'nei adam, look at the varuzar down with aleph, okay, 62, this is the top of the next page, elu b'nei adam, shekimu es hator me'alav atof. We're talking about people being punished who observe the Torah from Aleph to Tov, A to Z. Hasam nami kevin shavim lichos al michu. Then they're like tzaddikim she'enam gemur. Note the parallel language. Then you're a tzaddik she'enam gemur. You may be a righteous person. You kept the whole Torah Aleph to Tov, but you didn't influence others or you didn't daven for others. Okay, and again, I quoted the psukim. Okay. And that's why, by the way, the Gemara says in Memzayin Amud Aleph in the Yavamas, Gemara Amud Beis, when a person wants to convert, you have to tell him, okay, that, you know, only the real tzaddikim get all of my bo and so on. And nowadays we can't get it. Lo rov tova, lo rov peronios. While we were, when the Rashi says in Memzayin Amud Beis 66, lo rov tova, levisha yetzahara mechazer, we would stop with the yetzahara. And we pass that down in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samachas, Siv Beis, and Yeridea, you tell a potential gear, that the Jewish people are an oppressed people, we suffer and so on. So suffering is part of who we are. But again, even for tzaddikim, we suffer. And again, that things in the past, either in a person's control or beyond the person's control. Nonetheless, these are, so again, we have unknown facts, self-induced things. A person didn't carry out his responsibility vis-a-vis others, comes broke with the doctor, kechut asar and so on, because he has to judge and so on. But there is another angle as well, and that is projecting towards the future. Projecting towards the future. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, we all know, Perek Dal, Mishnah Tes Zayin, 68. Yaakov Omer, Ha'olam Hazeh, Doma Lefroze, B'vnei Olam Habo. This world is like an antechamber, a hallway. This world is like an antechamber before the Olam Habo, which is the main hall. Okay, and therefore you should prepare yourself in here for the, you know, for the ultimate hall. That's the Rambam writes, it was true of Parakas Allah Aleph 69, that the Hatova, Tzuna, Tzadikim, everything is all about, and so on. Well, it's interesting because some say that maybe another reason why a person may suffer in this world, again, it blows what we said before, is because ultimately that'll give a greater sachar, greater reward, greater schar in Olam Habo. Okay, so you look in the Sefer Hasidim, it's in the Tov Reish Yud Gimel 70. Okay, he writes, Hayisurim Shebalav Hain Pri Avonos Rishonish also. A person will get punished for Averis that he did, like we said before, but now he does tshuva. So now in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Habo, he'll suffer in Olam Hazeh, but he'll have a better in Olam Habo. Okay, and it's interesting because another Pasuk Koheles, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezvov, which is relevant to us, Esakol Ra'isi Mehevel, Yesh Tzadik Oved B'tzidko, Yesh Rosh Amarek Ros, so this is our question. There is some Tzadikim Oved Aleph, who are lost, who are punished despite righteousness, Rishoyim, who Marech, have long good lives despite their wickedness, and the Medrash there says, okay, what's the idea? So he says, sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take a Tzadik away early before his Averis catch up to him. Right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows sometimes the tzaddik will fall and fall down and so on. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad Shabitziku Asakenu. So that's one thing, interesting idea. Okay, the Gemara in Hori is the Rashi way back referred to this Gemara. Okay, Rashi and Chumash referred to this Gemara, but the Gemara Daf Yudam Beis in Hori is 73. Darsh of Nachmar B'chista, that pasuk we had in Koheles earlier. Yesh Hevel Nasa Art. So it says there, Ashrayim Ashrayim, fortune, our tzaddikim, Shemagiel and Kamaster Shom Shal Olam Abob Olam Hazeh. Fortune of the tzaddikim who get the punishment which the Rishayim get Olam Abob. Fortune of the tzaddikim who get it Olam Hazeh. And the reverse of Rishayim, Rabbah learns it different, a little bit differently. But Rashi writes in 74, Hori is Yerim and Beis, Ashrayim the tzaddikim, Klomar Ashray tzaddikim, Shemagiel and Kamaster Shom Shal Olam Abob Olam Hazeh. They get the punishment Olam Hazeh. It's a good thing to get the punishment Olam Hazeh. It's better to get the punishment Olam Hazeh, because that way you'll have a cleaner slate, so to speak, for Olam Habo. And again, I have the rest of the Rashi there, the Maral and his Chiddush HaGadol. Discuss a different part of the one I'm not going to look at now, but the Torah Tamima, there Koheles Perakles Osn and Gimel summarizes it in 76. He says, the Harishayim Yesh Lami Tovos Olam Hazeh, Kedei Shebezeh Yenucham Lema'at Mizichuyosim Shesh Olam Habo. The Harishayim get some merit in this world, that way they'll have less merit, they'll get punished and they deserve it Olam Habo. Ola Hefech HaTzadikim. They'll pay back some of the debt in Olam Hazeh, so they won't have problems in Olam Habo. And that's another approach which some of Eov's associates presented. The Rambam Amar Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perichav Gimel, the same one we quoted before, 77, says, Das Bildar Ashuchi, that was his name. He said to Eov, maybe you don't have any chatoim. V'zeh kula, look at the end of 77, L'tov l'chol l'rabos tova asher tasiga le'ab Olam Habo. Right, you'll get a bigger schar in Olam Habo, etc. Ramban in the Torah, Sodom, the Shar Gemul, we mentioned before, says it also. He says, look at the end again, Shabo Yisur of Lamarek, Tzas Chatov. Some of the Yisurin serve as a kapar, they erase some of his bad deeds in this world, and then it'll be Shalem, it'll be more whole when it comes to Olam Habo. The Sefer Ikrim again, and Mamre Dal Perik Gimel, again, he's trying to get rid of the Tainu of Tzadig Rala, the Shlishas, Shalafamim, sometimes things happen. He said there are different reasons. We mentioned some of them before, but he says because maybe he'll do it now so that they'll be personally cleaner, so to speak. And at the Pharisees, well, also there in Kiddushin, that Yochin Oz Aleph in Kiddushin Perek Dal Oz Aleph in 80, says also the beer zayit towards Gam Kushes Olam. That said, we sometimes see Tzadik Ral Rosh Tovlo. So he quotes where he printed somewhere else, and he mentions that there are different approaches to this question. So here we'll see a little bit of a summary of something that we said. Okay, he says, we don't know everything, right? And we're not aware of everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu is aware of about a person. So he mentions that. But he mentions the four things, right? Aleph, Shenuchol Shum Chet Kal She'osa, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish him for a sin, a small sin that he did here, okay? So he'll get a better reward in Olam HaBo. Okay, or Bei Shun Lisayon, it's a test. And this is another important thing, I think, that the Pharisees are saying. You know, if everything worked out perfectly for Tzadikim, so that would limit free will. It's an important point. We believe in Mechira Chavshis. I think that's what the Pharisees is alluding to. If a person, if everything worked out, you know, like in the movies or on a TV show, you know, they always get the bad guy in the end. Okay, or if someone's a person that's tzaddik and he's walking, someone runs up to him with a knife and is about to stab, and the knife disintegrates. Okay, so you know everything works out perfectly for the tzaddik. And so where's the free will? You know, the person will never do anything bad because, we need free will. Okay, and free will sometimes means things don't work out the way you fully understand it. All right, the other thing he mentions in Gimel. She's galga ideizeb sof tova idea raw. The raw that he has now eventually will turn out good, like we said in other generations. Maybe right now, but it'll end up saving his children. Maybe they won't be so good, but they'll be saved in the merit of the father. Oh sha tovas at tzadik v'raah roshu neged ha-teva. That's the fourth thing we've come back to. This is where Kodesh Baruch Hu did it, and we can't really understand it. So again, you can look there in the Tiferes Yisrael. The Gemara in Kedushin, Mem Amid Beis 81. The Gemara says, Amar Belezer Rav Tzadok, Lamat Tzadikim Nimshalom Balmazeh, Le'ilan Shekula Omrakam Tarav Nofo Nota Lamakam Tumah. It's like a tree, a tzadik in this world, it's like a tree. The tree is firmly planted in a Mokam Tar, a pure place, but the branches spread out in the Mokam Tumah. So you trim the branches, then everything is Tar. Everything is in the Mokam Tarah. So the Gemara says, for 81, at the end of the first paragraph in the Kiddushin, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yisur Mal Tzadikim Olam HaZeh, Kidei She'ir Sholom HaBo, like we explained. And the Gemara Nida, based on a Pasuk in Yeshayah, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Aleph in Yeshayah, 83, V'amarta B'amu, Oth HaShem, can have to be. Thank you, Hashem, for punishing me, giving me Kapora, and so on. Okay, so the Gemara, and the Mitzvah of David, they explained, you put me in Golos, and so on, you were Mechaper, I'm happy about it. Why? The Gemara says, "I need the Lamed Aleph Man Aleph 85." The Rosh Yehoshua says, "My Detziv Oth Hashem can't have to be." And so on. He says that when a person realizes that something happened, he was going out to business. This is the classic case. The Gemara's it's an example we give. The Gemara's example is people going out to business. One of them got some kind of an injury and he couldn't go, and then he realized that the boat sank. So that's like the guy who was running to catch the plane. Okay. And misses the plane. He's all angry. He's cursing. He's furious. And then the governor of the plane crashes. So then you feel differently. You give a kiddush, right? I mean, so therefore, again, sometimes we don't always see. I think that's what the Gemara is saying. We don't always see what sometimes the person thinks is bad ends up being good. And I said this to the Talmidim on this trip here in Poland where I am now. I related the fact that Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Rocha told over that when he was growing up, he was born in 1903. And he was growing up in Europe, well, before the Holocaust. He's growing up in Europe. And at that time, those who know America was a midbar. America was spiritually a terrible place to be. There were no real yeshiva. There were a few yeshivas, but there was Yitzhak Hanan being one of them, Tarva Das. But there weren't many yeshivas, and kashrus was a problem, and Shabbos was a problem, all kinds of things. And he said that he would daven in the Shemoneh Esrei, in his private Shemoneh Esrei, he would, in Shema Kaleinu, he would ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't let me end up in America. Whatever you do, don't let me end up in America. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't accept that particular tefillah, okay? And the Rav acknowledged later, if he would have stayed in Europe, if Kodesh Baruch Hu would have listened to what he wanted, would have kept him in Europe, he would have ended up with the other 6 million, including members of his own family. So we never know. That's what some of them say, that we never know what the long-term benefit is. You can have a lot of things, again, that we don't necessarily understand. Another pasuk to be aware of, another drashas chazal, so to speak, to be aware of, based on a pasuk at the end of Yeshaya, very end of Yeshaya, perek samach vav, pasuk of dal b'aftor for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So it says, "Yotzer rov b'figur aneshim aposhim bi." Right, you'll go out and we'll see those who suffered. And the Gemara, the Medrash on Avikar Rabba and Parashat Emor, Parashat Lamed Beis, Osalaf 88, the Gemara says, "B'shoshat tzadikim yotzim mitok anem roinus harishoyim." They realize they'll be happy now to see what happened to the Rishoyim, what could have happened to us, and so on. We have a pasuk Tehillim that we all know from Shabbos Yeftunu Mincha, Parak Lamed Rov Pasuk Zayin. Sid Kosva Karikel Mishpat Bakariel, actually Mishpat Techatom Rabba Odom Behema Toshia Hashem. Right, and what it means is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's how the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, Parashat Lamed Gimel Osalaf, quotes this pasuk to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat plumbs to the depths. Okay, plumbs to the depths. And sometimes a person may suffer in this world to have a greater reward in Olam Haba, the same idea. And again, sometimes the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah and Parashas told those Parashas Samach Vav Osdalad, based on a pasuk in Perchav Zayin, pasuk of Tes, HaTzadikim Tchilasun Yisurin. Tzadikim suffer at the beginning, but in the end they get, you know, things work out and they work out well. And it's interesting, a couple of interesting Gemara. Look at this. Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Shabbos. Omar Yossi, Yehech Telki Mi Meisei B'chol HaMeayim. Domar Ma Ruben Shol Tzadikim Meisim B'chol HaMeayim. I want to get the reward that's in store for those who have, illnesses of the stomach. Many tzaddikim die, at least in those days, because of illness in the stomach, and they suffered terribly. And I want to get a reward. It's interesting. We had a gentleman, some of you know him, Dov Landau, was a Holocaust survivor. We brought on our trip with us here, and he was in Auschwitz himself, 80 years ago, and he was with us. We went to Auschwitz today, and people came up to him once they found he was asking him for a bracha, because some of the rabbis said that anybody who survived the Holocaust, okay, went through those kinds of yisurin, is right to give a bracha. It's like a tzaddik. So that's what Yossi says. He wants those people, look in the 94, misyasun b'yisurin, people suffer all these terrible things. I want to be like them, says Yossi, to get their chelek in Olam Haba. I may not want the yisurin, but I want the chelek in Olam Haba. Okay, and we have another Gemara. Ervin, Mem Aleph Amud, and Rashi, by the way, Tosa explains. Rashi and Tosa, then Shabbos, Kufi Chazim Beis, 94-95, explain because this suffering removes their Averis. It gives them Kapora. And Ervin, Mem Aleph Amud, Shlosha, Einro, and Pnei Gehenim. There are certain people who won't see Gehenim. And among them is Cholamayim. People have these difficulties with stomachs and so on and so forth. Yitzchok, look in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas told us, Parshas Samacheos, test 99. Yitzchok, Tovi Yisurin. Yitzchok wanted Yisurin. Yitzchak, I mean, that's the Medrash says, not me. Medrash says he wanted Yisurim. Okay, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu associates himself with those who want to suffer from Yisurim, suffer from tragedies. So these are some of the things which, again, not to say that we can explain or encourage people and so on and so forth, but these are things not necessarily, relating to things in the past, but almost like projecting to the future, to Olam Haba, to free will for other people, example of other people. To make sure that that a person is a proper tzaddik and so on. By the way, I can also add that sometimes suffering restores a focus to your life. Let's say you're told by the doctor you only have a few months to live. You're going to invest more in that, right? Sometimes suffering can inspire a person to do tremendous things and can develop quality. Sometimes suffering, and again, we saw this here in the Holocaust and so on, suffering inspires a person to be able to raise himself to heights they never imagined possible. Heroism, compassion, self-sacrifice for others. Okay, certain midos can come out. So this is all part of the picture, again, without looking at why any particular person suffers. In the Sefer Hasidim, it's in Tav Kof Lamed 101, a person should never say, I'm a tzaddik, and such a person is a Rasha, why does he get good things, I get bad things, and so on. And again, he goes through some of the things that we mentioned in the past, and the person should recognize that there are reasons behind it. Again, the hour's a bit late, so we're not going to read through that right now. But let's look at the last thing that emerges from that Gemara, and that is, according to Rav Meir, Moshe Rabbeinu never received an answer to that question. So the Gemara says, Medrash and Vayikra Rabba, Parshas Metzorah, Parshas Tez Zayin, Ovos Ches, Source 102. The Gemara, Vishmal, Rav Nachman, B'Shem, Rav Nosson, Omar, Tishim, V'Sisha, B'Shrav, V'Echa, B'Dei Shemayim. Okay, we'll leave that out. Rabbanan, Amrim, Tishim, V'Sisha, B'Pshia, V'Echa, B'Dei Shemayim. 99 out of 100, 99% of the people, when they suffer and then they went through difficulties and die, That's Bepshia because of Averit. But there's one, it's Bidei Shamayim. It's Bidei Shamayim. And the Mor Nebuchim in 103, the Ramah Chelek Gimel Perkov Gimel, same place, says sometimes we don't understand our Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. Yeah, that's one of the other, Tofer Namasi, one of Ayyub's other associates, said to him, and so on. And the Ramah, the second paragraph there, 103, writes, Amnam Ein Inyan Ashkochoso, Kinyan Ashkochosenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu understands not the same as ours. He doesn't run things the way we do. We don't understand things, you know, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu does. And that's really what Ayyub was told. And the Ramban in 104 goes on at length, on that topic, okay, that we don't, you know, the Chain Tir in the second paragraph there, Inyan Rov Musar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ayyub, Lalos Maisen Vamodio, right? This Miu Daito, we have very little. We have very little understanding about this. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the whole universe. What did we do? Right? We don't understand lots of things. Then the Ramban asked, but 1 second, so why should we bother looking into this altogether? We should just say, okay, sure, you know, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu runs it. He says, no, because we can learn lessons and so on, and understand that, you know, there's what to learn from, even we might ultimately conclude that we don't understand, at least we can gain some sort of understanding. And that's what what Eo's friends were getting at. At the end, he writes, still, at the end of the day, even after all figuring it out, see the last paragraph of Inyan Hashela B'Tzadik V'Ralo Adayin Mekom HaMedes. We don't understand certain things, right? Certainly when it comes to details. Why are certain people killed? Why are certain people, despite the things they do, why are certain people born with deformities and so on and so forth? You know, what they do? So many of the questions remain, and we simply have to understand that we don't know what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ultimate plans are. Sefer Ikrim, also in that same source, in 105, Perek Dalad, Maira Dalad, Perek Gimel, says a fourth thing. So he has three approaches, you know, because sometimes a person is not a tzaddik gomer, sometimes a person is a tzaddik, or almost a tzaddik gomer, okay, but, and he gets some sort of yisurin, but then there's such things called yisurin shel ava. There's a gemara in Shabbos, nun hei amud beis, we'll move to finish, meisvei arba meisu bito shel nochosh. There are four people who died because of the aver of the Nochosh, and they didn't do anything wrong. Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram, the father of Moshe, Yisha, the father of David, Kilav ben David. Okay, Shema Mino, Yesh Misa below Chayt, Yesh Yisurim below Avon. Don't talk about Misa now, but Yesh Yisurim below Avon. Sometimes a person suffers and there really was no sin, and there really is no clear-cut explanation. And therefore the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says in Perek Dal Mishnah Tezvav, 108, Rabbi Yana Omer, Ein B'yadena lo Mishavas V'shavah Aflam Yisurah Tzadikim. So Zyantov explains, we don't understand why. We don't understand that, first of all, also, they're not Mishnah Pirkei Avos. We don't know, okay, exactly, not only why the Rishonim have it at peace, but why do the Tzadikim have it difficult? Some things we simply don't know. We investigate. So what should a person do when he suffers? The Pasuk says in Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem, Nach Pasod, Rochim, Nach Kovan, Hashem, Hashem. Investigate things, right? But at the same time, appreciate Tilim Parak Tadi Dal Posi Gibbeis 112. Ashri Agever Asher Tiasrenu Ko. Fortunate the person that suffers Yisurim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard to say that, but Mishlei Parak Gimel Posi Gidav Musar Hashem Bni Al Timas and other Posi Yishaya the Gemara and Brochus, famous Gemara. Hey Odala Omarovi Temer Chista Imroa Adam Shi Yisurim Banalov Yifash Pesh Masav. Person suffers, investigate your deeds. Pish Pesh Olamotza, you investigate if you can find anything deeds you did wrong. Yitlah b'vitl tar, maybe he didn't learn enough. Okay, he quotes Psukim. And if you can't find that, then other things. Finally, it's called Yisurin Shel Ava. Sometimes our Kodesh Baruch Hu loves a person, therefore he afflicts him. Difficult for us to understand. Some lesson the person will get out of it. It'll perfect the person even more. Okay, Yisurin Shel Ava. And for that reason, we have the statement in the Mishnah Brachos Nun Dal Aleph, Mishnah 117. Chayav Adam Levarach Al Ra, Kesheim Shemarach Al Tova. When bad things happen, we make a bracha. We all know, Rachman Latzan, at a funeral, we say, Baruch Dayan Emes, with Shema Malchus. Even when we're not at a funeral, we hear about somebody died, we say, Baruch Dayan Emes. That's based on this Mishnah. Chayav Adam Levarach Al Ra, Kishem Shevarach Al Tova. And the Shulchan Aruch rules in the Yorachayim Simreshchov Beisiv Siv Gimel 118. Chayav Adam Levarach Al Ra, Bidah Shleim of a Nefesh Chafetza. As strongly as you make a bracha, Kederach Shemavarach Basimcha Al Tova. As strongly and as with much enthusiasm you make a bracha when good things happen, you have to make a bracha when bad things happen also. And then the Shabur explains. The Shabur says, because ultimately, you know, again, it's beneficial to have Yisurin and so on, some of the things we mentioned. And at the end, the Shabur quotes the Pasuk Tilim, Perkufiyot Tes, Pasuk, at the very bottom, was afraid and so on. Ultimately, we don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways in the world. So basically, Rabbi said, to summarize, we have different approaches. I said at the outset, there's no one answer, and I certainly don't claim to have it. And a person can delve into, I tried to give some of the makaras, a person can delve into much greater detail, and you're welcome to, you know, reproduce these sheets or whatever, and look up some of the sources if you're interested in the subject. There's much more to say about it. But bottom line is, again, sometimes looking to the past, there are certain unknown factors about a person. You know, the person may actually have some sort of guilt, or he may be in a situation which wasn't his fault, but he's stuck in that situation. Okay. And it's like, the suffering is due to his failure to do other things for other people, as we talked about, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, but also things progressing to the future. The people should have free will, even the tzaddik should know that not everything's going to be perfect in his life. And of course, I didn't talk about Nisa Tzaddik and Mechaprin, that's okay. But suffering sometimes can restore focus to life, a person can realize he's got to do more and develop certain dormant qualities that a person would only develop in times of need. And again, we saw that ultimately sometimes a person suffers in this world is a greater reward in Olam Haba. But again, I stress, according to the conclusion of that Gemara and Brachos on Dav Zayin that we started with, Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does things we don't understand. And that's the bottom line. We're not familiar with why Kadosh Baruch Hu does certain things. There are certain things, according to Reb Meir, Moshe Rabbeinu asked to understand it, and Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him understand it. He said, did not grant that particular request. And that's why David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech also were bothered by this vexing problem. This is a little bit of oversight. And again, as I said, this year was presented. Lili Nishmas, my father, Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is tonight and tomorrow, and hope is the Shalom Hashem Aliyah. I thank everyone for listening. Wish everybody a good evening.
And I guess I can wish you time to go to bed, Rabbi Talbis.
Yes. 5 hours ahead.